the Archdeacon's an interesting role because it's one of the few roles that has sort of statutory parts to its job. So, you know, you go into certain places with certain rights. But it's up to the Archdeacon to make sure that all the churches are looking after their buildings right, are looking after their finance right. We also look after the clergy and make sure they're being treated right and behaving right and things like that.
And you've taken over from Richard Seed, who was a great friend of this programme.
Oh, absolutely wonderful guy, yes. He was a great friend of mine too. Is a great friend of mine too.
Is it a job you wanted? I mean, I know you're doing it on a temporary basis at the moment. Right. Or is it a job that where they said, Sue, you're Archdeacon for the time being?
No, well, yes, I did want it. Not this one. I hadn't even seen this bit coming at all. The way the church works, I mean, career doesn't work in the same way as, you know, in any other walk of life. First of all, you're in big trouble if you go in thinking you're going to get a career, you know, because the only career steps you're either looking toward dean or bishop. And I think anyone goes in sort of saying, I want to be a dean, I want to be a bishop, will soon find themselves slapped down. It doesn't quite go with what, you know, the whole attitude of humility. Although I do think, actually, with the changing times, we do need people who are a bit ambitious for the organisation, you know, for the church, people who say, I want to see the best for this church, which is a very different thing to personal ambition. But I mean, I'd had 25 years experience, and I was ordained 25 years ago last year as deacon, and particularly in urban areas, I had started to think, there's some things I've learned along the way. I would like to make this easier for some of the urban churches. I would like to make some of the urban churches attractive. I would like to show them how we used to spend a lot of time sort of flying under the radar, you know, sort of breaking the rules but not telling anyone. When I've actually discovered that we can change some of those rules, or we can make the rules work for us.
You're now the radar. You're the Archdeacon.
I know. Isn't it scary?